It's the California Wine Country Podcast with Steve Jackson and Dan Berger. We taste, we laugh, we learn.
It is California Wine Country. Tom Simoneau is here for Dan Berger, and it's always a pleasure to see Rick Tigner, the CEO of Jackson Family Wines. Hello, Sal.
It's good to be here, Steve.
It's always a pleasure, man. You don't come in enough. You need to come in more often.
You're exactly right. But you know what? I'm here to talk about several things. I brought my good friend Randy Olam, wine master of Kendall Jackson. So he's here today.
Yeah, Randy, I heard they were going to bring in one of the winemakers.
One of the guys.
And I show up in the green room, and it's Randy Olam,
who's the
wine master.
Yeah. Let's start with you, Randy. I mean, how did you become the wine master of Jackson Family Wines, and what's your history?
Well, actually, grew up back east and worked back there. My first job was in Ohio, and then I spent 5 years in upstate New York.
I'm from Michigan, but
are you? So I was born in Ann Arbor.
Really?
Yeah.
I went to Michigan State in East Lansing. But
oh, son of a gun.
We didn't like Ohio that much.
I know. I get that, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I graduated from Ohio, so, oh, Lord, that's a big to-do there. But anyways, then I came out here, it'd be 38 years ago.
Wow.
Worked in the West County with Cecil Deloach for 12 years, and then just
wow.
I had this affinity for Chile because I'd been down there in my earlier years and loved that and always thought I would go back, and just heard about that because he wanted to expand internationally and was looking for somebody who had a love for travel and Chile and also understood Chardonnay and Pinot, and we were doing the same thing over there. So he tapped me on the shoulder and said, Randy, we got to talk. And that was almost 26 years ago. We were
wow.
actually talking right now. And then I came on board in August 26 years ago. And so I did a lot of the international startups in the beginning and, you know, a few little local things up in Mendocino for him in Santa Barbara. And then he asked me to take over KJ, and the rest is history. Here we are.
Unbelievable. What a cool story, Rick.
Well, the good news is in 1991 when I got here, Kendall Jackson Chardonnay, the one you have in your glass, became the number one selling Chardonnay in America. Here we are in 2019, almost 2020. Kendall's Jackson Chardonnay, still the number one selling Chardonnay in America. So Randy must be doing something right.
Yeah, well, it's all about the good dirt.
2.5 million cases.
Almost all barrel fermented. 95% barrel ferment, and we stir those lees once a month every 30 days.
It's like the Golden Gate Bridge. You know, you finish painting it on one side, and you start over on the other.
How?
And it's 100% Chardonnay. And it's all coastal.
100%
guaranteed.
Chardonnay.
Yep.
And
all barrel fermented.
And the work has got to be outrageous.
How many barrels is that we were talking?
Well, the one thing I tell people is Jackson Family Wines, we have over 300,000 oak barrels in our system. That would be more than any other wine company in America, if not the world. So you want to talk about commitment to quality or commitment to, you know, long-term success and being a multi-generational family, our business puts our money where our mouth is.
So. Amen to that. And you need the barrel. The barrel's really important. A lot of people are trying to, you know, leave the use of barrels. But the barrels, the fermentation is what really builds that mid-palate.
Yeah.
And makes it nice and round and richer. And then to age it on the lees and stir those lees every month. And sometimes for our Grand Reserve and our Jackson Estate wines, we do it every 2 weeks. I mean, that's the key to success. That's the real deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, and taste this. How beautiful is this?
Oh,
and
geez.
What's the list price? $17? What's list?
I think when you come to the Kendall Jackson Wine Center, I think it's like $16 or $17.
Yeah, and but you can see it on sale.
That's cheap as well. I know.
Yeah, but you see it on sale.
I agree, Steve.
At Bottle Barn, it's probably $9.99 or something.
Yeah, or $12. You know, it's $10 to $12 in the marketplace.
Somewhere
usually.
In there. Yeah.
This is incredible.
Great deal.
You can't miss when you
Randy, talk about how this was made and why I love it so much.
Well, here's the deal. So we have vineyards up and down the coast. So about maybe a third of this is from Santa Barbara County, where you get the tropical tones and the aromatics in the mouth and the oiliness. And then about 50% or so is from Monterey, where you have the lemon and lime tones. And then the remaining part, 15%+, is from Mendocino and Sonoma County, where you get the crisp green apple, and the pear. So those are the flavors that you find from all these different areas.
It's
and
lovely.
Then the trick is to pick it when the grapes are at maximum flavor and ripeness, and then treat them really nicely and quickly while they're still cool, juice them, and then it's the barrel ferment. It goes into those barrels as juice, inoculated, and it ferments there, and it stays there. We never take it out of the barrel until it's time to blend. In fact, just about an hour and a half ago, our gang had put together, based on all our little samples, we have over 1,000 lots that go into this, and we just tasted this year's vintage, and it's killer.
And what we're drinking now is 2016.
Vintners Reserve Chardonnay.
California Chardonnay.
And you'll see that either the 16 or the 17. We're right at the vintage switch out in the marketplace right now, and you can capture that depending on where you go.
And then the other wine we had, Steve, for you today was the Grand Reserve Chardonnay, which you'd had before.
Yeah, I tasted that.
You loved.
So that one.
And that's very good.
That's all effectively all French oak, and we stir those lees every 2 weeks.
And that is 2017.
That is 17, and that is from Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
All the way.
Right,
so remember, down there, that what they're famous for is that tropical tone, rich, unctuous fruit. So these are like liquid meals.
Hey, I'll drink to that, gentlemen.
But again, so it's all that the nice lees stirring, and it's good dirt, really. And the family, the Jackson family, has made a huge commitment to quality, and we effectively have our own barrels, or we source the oak over in France for our barrels, and so that's critically important. We have really good land. In the cooler sites for the Chardonnay up and down the coast. And being in charge of your own destiny is the name of the game. If you have your own grapes, your own vineyards, and the guys working there, if you ask for something to be done, it's going to be done.
Yeah.
And you guys have your own workers, right? You bring them up and you house them. And, I mean, and aren't you, like, known for, like, being one of the, like, on the leading edge of paying your field workers and housing your field workers and doing it right? What's the program?
Well, the great thing about the family is that, you know, the Jacksons are committed, right? So you think about sustainability and solar energy and water conservation, very important. But to be a sustainable company, you got to take care of your employees. You take care of them, they will take care of you. So we actually use an FLC program called H2A. Mm-hmm. We actually bring up about 400 employees. We house them, we transport them, we train them, and they come back every year. And so I would argue we get a better quality of worker by making sure they're taken care of. And then in regards to the commitment on compensation, a few years ago when they were talking about, you know, maybe big wine doesn't pay well, my response was, yeah, but family wine pays well. So we took everyone a couple of years ago to what I would call a living wage. And since then, we've raised all those compensations up.
Right on.
There's still a lot of work to do.
We're going to talk about the Tour de Fox, which we do every year with the Michael Fox Foundation. Rick is a major player and all that. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But, Rick, talk about your history again, because it's been probably a year since you've been in, and how you wound up CEO of Jackson Family Wines and your experience.
Oh, great question. The great thing is I met this guy named Jess Jackson back in 1991, right? And back then, Jess Jackson...
That's all you need to say.
Yeah, I mean, Jess is a, you know, he's a mountain of a man and iconic, but he was a teacher, he was a student. But back then, he was talking about Russian River Pinot Noir, and I used to tell Jess, I don't think anyone knows where Russian River is. And so he was always ahead of his time.
Yeah.
He was always pushing for this artisan concept, et cetera. And the thing he was interested in was the sales and distribution piece. So really for the longest time, I ran sales and distribution. But the thing about Jess that we got along with the most was Jess loved the idea of pricing and programming and, you know, and actually started his own distributor. So in 1995, he started his own distributor called Regal Wine Company in California. So we actually distribute our own product.
Yeah.
And at a relatively young age, he gave me the opportunity to run that. And so I ran that back in 1992 through 96.
Wow.
Got ahead of the curve on that. And then we created these partnerships to do our own distribution around the country. And then in 2010, I actually didn't know how ill Jess really was. And I was at the Kentucky Derby with Jess Jackson, and we were talking about how to do things better and how to become a better company. And Jess said, well, when are you ready to be president? I said, well, today's the day. He goes, well, then today it is.
Really?
Bingo. Now, if you don't ask, you don't get, right?
That was May 10th, 2010.
Kentucky Derby.
At the Kentucky Derby, right after the Derby. Jess and Barbara are big in the horse business.
Yeah.
And he gave me the reins right away, and so it's been a really good run. So now I've been doing it now for, I guess, 9 years.
Right.
And
absolutely.
Really the president for the longest time and then CEO. But I have no delusions of grandeur. I mean, I work for a family business. I'm very aware of who I work for. Barbara Banky has been a seamless boss after Jess. It was a seamless transition.
It's still a family.
Family owned. And really, the great thing about it, and Jess would be proud. Sometimes people ask me, what would Jess say today? I'm like, he would be proud of his kids. Mm-hmm. You know, his older kids, Jenny and Laura, they were in the business and they're still involved to a certain degree. He's got his younger three. You got Katie and Julia and Chris. They're very involved. And so it's not just a family-owned operation. It's a family-run operation. I think that's what makes us, you know, thinking that we're going to last multi-generation. So good question. Hopefully a good answer.
That was great.
Amen. No, great answer. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, and the nice thing is, you know, as the big keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger in corporate, you know, and then we're all trying to make a living in this business, right? But sometimes corporate gets a little crazy because they're looking at the bottom line and there's
of course.
You know, it's not what you know, you came from sales. It's nice to have a sales guy in charge. You know what I mean? Because if it's a production guy, then they're trying to – it's like, almost like widgets. But when you get a sales guy, they understand moving cases.
Yeah, and you know? Anybody can make wine. Selling
that's right.
It, that's
selling
most important
it is the hard part.
We call that the tip of the spear.
Yep.
But
and I'll tell you, family-owned, it's wonderful. And God bless you, man. Good for you.
Yeah. No, the good thing about being family-owned for all of us is that we can make decisions relatively quick and also for the long term. So like some of our competitors that are in the public world, they're making short-term decisions for short-term gains. And so, you know, I've been there 27, 28 years. I told somebody the other day, I'll stay till I've been here 40 years. So I got another 12 years in me, I think. How about you, Randy? How about you, guy?
Well, I've never thought of it that way. It's limitless.
Randy's going to do 80 years.
Yeah, Randy's not done stirring those leaves, man. You got quite a ways to go.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Actually, a good story. We have this guy named Mike Pendergast. He's 88 years old, still works for us, calls on customers. He's out there as an ambassador. I mean, that's the kind of company we are.
Yeah.
No, the whole family thing is a major deal, even though Jess is gone. But,
another thing, just to say, you know, like when there's events that going on, or like when I was teaching at the junior college and I had tastings going on for the students and all, I make one phone call, you guys were always there.
Right.
How many samples do you need, Tom? How many bottles of each?
Good.
I mean, your company has been always there, and it's good to see that it's in good hands, man. Good to meet you today.
Good. Thanks. Yeah. Nice to meet you, too.
You never met Rick?
No, I never met him. I've heard him on the air before, but I've never been in when he was in. He's bringing a winemaker. I come in, it's Randy Ellum. Hello.
How's he?
The wine master at Jackson Family Wines, Randy Ellum. It is California Wine Country, brought to you by Bottle Barn. Dan Berger's off today. Tom Simino's in.
Hola.
With the great Rick Tigner, CEO of Jackson Family Wines, and the great wine master at Jackson Family Wines, Randy Ellum. Welcome, gentlemen.
It's good to be here.
Good to be here. We're happy. So it's the Rick and Randy show now. We're going to take over.
So far, it's all Chardonnay all the time, Jackson. I've never seen you smile this much.
No, I'm very happy, I got to tell you. This KJ Family Wines, the Chardonnay is unbelievable.
Yes, what's in your glass right now is the new La Crema, 2016 Russian River Valley. And La Crema, a lot of people know La Crema from the tasting room in Healdsburg, a beautiful little spot just off the square. But a lot of people don't quite really know that they now own the Sara Lee's Vineyard and Richard's Grove.
Correct.
And you've turned Sara Lee and Richard's home into a tasting room that I understand is absolutely gorgeous and stunning.
It's beyond belief. I mean, the architecture, you know, the building looks exactly like it did, but it's been kind of sort of redone on the inside. It's amazing.
It's a huge barn. It's like four stories too, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And then the Richards Groves, we added a little building out there, you know, all glass, but it kind of blends in with the area, and it has the railroad theme.
And he had the railroad cars down there.
And the cars are still there. It's beautiful, and you know, nothing's really changed. All the flowers up and down the road that Sara Lee planted are still there. The vineyard is looking beautiful. It's remarkable, but it's a great place to go visit.
Yeah, Tom, talk about the Cundys.
Oh, Sara Lee and Rich Cundy, they own Sonoma Grapevines, and they kind of help bail out Sonoma County when phylloxera hit back in, you know, in the late 80s. And Rich was really a forward thinker, kind of like Jess. Mm-hmm. And he helped start the Appellation system. And he came up with the idea that he wanted to call it American Viticultural Areas as opposed to, you know, appellations, because it's like the French use it and the Italians use it. He wanted to have it truly American.
So then it became AVAs.
AVAs, American Viticultural Areas. That was Rich.
That. Wow.
Yeah, Rich Cundy and Rich Thomas both went back to D.C. to get all that going, like 83, something like in that time frame.
Right.
And Sara Lee, everybody knows Sara Lee. I mean, what a shame.
Biggest heart in the world.
Oh, my God.
When Nobody doesn't like Sara Lee.
When Sara Lee called, I'm telling you.
I'm sorry, that's a different Sara Lee.
That's a different Sara Lee. Sara Lee Cundy. When she called, you came. Yeah. I was in more committees that I wasn't really sure that I wanted to be in, but if she said, could you come and be in this Please. Committee or that committee, you'd come. And Sonoma County is Sonoma County today because of Rich and Sara Lee Cundy. And I was so happy to hear that you guys purchased that property, because some people were going, God, that's their home and everything, but how many people had a chance to go to Rich and Sara Lee's home unless you were, you know, friends? And it was beautiful, and it's huge, and they had wine cellar down below, and the kitchen down below. And up
kitchen's
above.
Kitchen's enormous.
Kitchen is unbelievable. Talk about a man cave.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
ultimate,
wow.
Yeah.
And to have it open now for the public to come and taste and enjoy that property, it's great. So there's my little 2 cents for Rich and Sara Lee. God bless them.
Rick Tigner is here, CEO of Jackson Family Wines. We got to talk about the Michael J. Fox Foundation and the whole Fox thing that's going on. You come in every year to talk about
this. I come in
this.
Every year, and you guys are so nice to let me come in, but I'm excited again to come in. And so August 24th this year, the Tour de Fox bike ride. We started off about 5 years ago, and we had several hundred riders, and we probably raised $400,000 or $500,000.
Wow.
Now we're in our sixth year. Now we have 1,000 riders. Last year we raised over $750,000.
Unbelievable.
And so, you know what? And I'm actually happy with that number. I don't think we need 2,000 riders. I like the fact that we have a good 1,000 riders, and they come for several reasons. One, because of Parkinson's. People actually have either friends or family that are or have Parkinson's, so they're actually passionate about finding a cure, which is why I'm actually a part of that.
Right.
But they also come because it's a good ride. It's actually a legitimately good bike ride for those who ride bikes around the county. And then it's the after event. You come to the Kendall Jackson Wine Center. There's food. There's wine. There's beer. There's tacos. There's paella. There's music. And so you get to really hang around with your family and friends. And in all the bike rides that I do, typically you finish the bike ride, you put your bike in your car, and you go away. Not the Tour de Fox. People come, they hang out, and they spend time with their friends and family. And I do it because I'm passionate about raising money for Parkinson's. My wife has Parkinson's. She's had it since 2006.
Right.
So it strikes home for me. And the reason I do it is to find a cure. And then I am on the board of the Michael J. Fox Foundation, so I'm going kind of above and beyond. I probably raise over $5 million for Parkinson's in the last several years. I do golf tournaments too. But yeah. I really am hoping that the listeners who are listening today, who are enjoying the wine that we're having today, will take it upon themselves to sign up for the Tour de Fox. Come ride with us on August 24th. Starts off at the KJ Wine Center, finishes at the KJ Wine Center. It's family friendly. It's fun. And in the meantime, you get some good exercise. But
my computer is dead. Run down the website.
Well, it's tourdefox.com.
Okay.
It's pretty simple. Or you could be tourdefox/winecountry.com. And either one of those work. The Google search or whatever search you use will get you there. And what we're asking for people to do is several things. One, sign up and ride. So it's basically $250 to ride. And I'm not really caught up with that. I really want you to actually get your friends and family to ride. Or you can actually come and just enjoy the afternoon. But the goal is that for me, I'll use my friends. I'll use the Biagi brothers, who I love. My Biagi brothers are friends that have actually created a team now. So instead of just donating money like they typically would, now they bring out 30 or 40 of their friends and family. You know, my good buddy from American Asphalt, they do the same thing. And so all these people that care about the cause are coming out.
And they're riding.
And they're riding.
Yeah.
And so here I am getting my friends who haven't ridden before getting out on the roads. But even Tom and I were talking before I came in. I'm a huge advocate of cycling, do a lot of it. But I'm also talking about road safety. And so I want you to go out and ride on the weekends. And the reason I want that is, here, I love the fact that in Sonoma County there's tourism. Right? And we need to promote tourism, especially after the fires we've had a couple years ago, and if not even today, but I want you to be safe. So as you're riding in groups, make sure you ride in a single file. And if you're out there and you're a farmer and you're during harvest, be on the lookout for bicycles. And some of those roads out there are relatively narrow.
And we were talking about larger trucks, right, with their big mirrors and such, those are what can whack you, correct?
Right. So there's actually a thing where you're supposed to give yourself 3 feet, or the bike shed 3 feet. But all I'm asking for is, look, get out on the road, have fun cycling, come out and ride the Tour de Fox. But also be aware that as you're driving around our community, that there are cyclists out there, and we need tourism. Because these people, they're out not only touring our community, but they're eating in restaurants, they're actually going to wineries, and they're becoming a part of the Sonoma County fabric.
What was that code word you were explaining to us before? So you're bicycling down the road, you know, width-wise versus
car
linear.
Back.
What's that?
Car back. So what Tom said was sometimes he sees bicycle riders and they're riding side by side in some of the roads. Well, if you're an experienced rider, when you hear a car, you know a car is behind you, you yell out, car back, and everybody gets in line. And so most riders who ride on a regular basis, they know that rule.
Yeah.
However, you do get riders who will come out for a weekend, and they're riding with their family and friends. And so those are the ones that sometimes will ride side by side instead of in a single file.
And they don't know car back.
So the answer would be get on the roads, ride safe, wear a helmet, right, and follow the rules.
Right on.
Now, how long is the Tour de Fox? How many miles?
Great question. It's actually for everybody. You know, there's a 10-mile ride, kind of the family and friends.
That's a short one.
And I tell people, basically, a lot of people with Parkinson's do come out to ride. They ride that ride. There's a 30-mile ride, which is a little more challenging but still fun. There's a 55-mile ride, which is a little more challenging. And then there's the 73-mile ride, which you pretty much need to be a really expert rider. It's challenging. So
I can't drive my car 72 miles. I'm sorry, but it's the Tour de Fox. The Wine Country thing is happening on Saturday, August 24th, here in Santa Rosa. And it's all part of the Michael J. Fox Foundation. How's your wife doing? I have to ask.
No, she's doing good. Thanks for asking, by the way. But it's interesting. My wife's waiting for me right now. It's my daughter's birthday today.
Oh, nice.
So she's 26 and had my third grandchild and one on the way. So my wife spends lots of times with my daughters. I think the great thing about Sonoma County, not only is it beautiful, but all three of my kids live here. So I have a son and two daughters. My two daughters both have two kids with one and one with the other and one on the way. So the good news is my wife spends time with them. But like
you're
anything,
a lucky man.
I am a lucky man.
Yes.
But
what'd you do, get married at 14?
He looks like he's 21.
I know,
right now.
Man.
But the issue is, you know, people here, a lot of people know people with Parkinson's, or you know somebody with Parkinson's, or you have a friend, right? But it's one of those kind of diseases that it never does get better. Is that, you know, my advice to people who have Parkinson's is, one, exercise. You know, find a friend. Get out there. A body in motion stays in motion. But the good news is, with all the money that we've raised, is that we are seeing advancements. There's advancements in actually, you know, in the day-to-day care and in the medicine. So there have been improvements with medicines that will actually relieve some of your symptoms. Now, the symptoms never go away, but you can actually take certain medicines, which they've improved. But what does it take? It takes funding. It takes donations.
Right
it takes
on.
Bike rides and lemonade stands and all those things to come together to make this thing work. Because, you know, to create a new drug takes billions of dollars, not just millions of dollars. So it is a long-term thinking for us. And obviously my family is committed, and I hope that people that are listening today, they can come out and support.
And Michael J. Fox, my God, what do you say about this kid?
Yeah, absolutely.
What he's done is unbelievable.
First of all, my wife and him are really good friends. A couple of things. They share the love of rainbows. That's one interesting thing. But what Michael J. Fox told my wife in 2006 when he met her was that don't let Parkinson's define you. You know, live your life.
Right
and
on.
So we, as a family, we don't really talk about Parkinson's that much. We don't want to be the poster child for that. But we do know that we have a responsibility to give back to our community. So my wife is very optimistic. She's a positive thinker. That's the kind of mindset you have to have when you have this disease, is because it's a very challenging disease. That's all I can say.
Yeah, that's what we understand.
Real life. Real life.
Wine Country Tour de Fox coming up Saturday, August 24th. Here it begins and ends in Santa Rosa. Go to the website. Check it out. There's a lot of people that get involved in this.
You know, the great thing is we've created these teams. Like I said, last year we had almost 1,000 riders, and I'm always amazed by that. I'm amazed that the community comes out and contributes. And so I'm proud of it. I'm respectful of what people spend their time on. And there's plenty of things you can do on a Saturday afternoon. So I'm actually very appreciative of those who actually take their time. So my advice to people is that create a team, you know, ask people to fundraise for your team, and you'll be amazed at the enjoyment you get out of it, really.
He's won me over, man. This guy's the most passionate. Yeah. Yeah. This is what I tell you, sales guys.
Bike.
You know, sales guys got to stick together, man.
Yeah, well, you can't drive that far either.
Listen, 7.2 feet is what I use. I walk into the Chardonnay, down to the wine cellar. Those are the kinds of things I
do. It's California Wine Country. Dan Berger's off today. Tom Simino's here. And we've got our good friend Rick Tigner, CEO of Jackson Family Wines. And the wine master from Jackson Family Wines, Randy Ullum. Randy, what else are we looking at, and else is coming up here?
We've got another wine we're going to pour and share. This is a Siduri, a Pinot Noir, and this is from
Siduri. Explain that.
Siduri. Well, Adam Lee is the man behind this, and his wife, and it's a real Pinot Noir specific. Branded winery. They have Pinot Noirs from down at Santa Rita, down in Santa Barbara, Monterey, Sonoma County, and
we've had Siduri on before.
I bet you have with Adam.
Yeah, Adam,
and
sure.
Up in Oregon,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
So really, it's like taking Pinot Noir to the next level. It's like when you walk into their tasting room, you can take a terroirial tour of Pinot Noir vineyards up and down the coast of the United States.
Really?
You can.
Yeah. They've got one in Oregon, too, right?
The great thing about Adam Lee is, man, I love this guy, is that he makes amazing wine from the Willamette Valley, so super successful. He just created a new wine for us in Santa Barbara, super successful. Then he has these little gems like Santa Lucia Highlands and Santa Rita Hills. He has a brand from the Sonoma Coast. And right now we're tasting the Russian River. So I respect Adam Lee at a high level. And the fact that we were able to partner up and acquire Siduri several years ago is a great matchup. And here's also a good story. When Adam Lee was looking for a partner, he could have partnered with the other folks. But you know what? He chose us. Because it was his family and our family, he saw the vision that Barbara had and the kids and how we all worked together.
As opposed to Constellation or any of those.
All those other guys. So, again, we're a family-based business. So I think he felt comfortable that his brand and his winery that he had built over 25 years would have a really good custodian.
Because he was the passion. I mean, he and his wife chasing around California, Southern California, all the way to Oregon, making wines. When you've got to make picking decisions and bringing it down, and he was like a wild man. And taste this Pinot,
It's rocking.
Yeah. So is Adam still making this wine?
So Adam Lee still makes the wine, but the answer is for me, he's kind of like my Pinot Noir ambassador. So he's helping us develop other Pinot Noir programs. He's passionate about the business, but he's also well-known.
Yeah.
So as he travels, whether it's this one wine writer here or the one wine writer there, he's well-connected. So he's actually helping us get some of the other winemakers of the other wineries that we have, get involved with some of these other critics. So he's more than just a Siduri winemaker. He's actually now a part of our family. He'll be
an ambassador.
Yeah. And he'll be a big part of our future.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
And beautiful wine, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us about this, Randy. What are you thinking here?
Oh, I'm loving it. I mean, it's got, of course, nobody can see this, but it's got great color.
Nobody can smell it. We have cameras all over
the
studio.
Oh, you do?
It does have great colors. But, boy, I'll tell you, that cherry.
Yeah, I think cherry, black cherry.
Oof.
Yeah, dark cherry.
What year is this?
It's
16.
It's a 16.
Okay. And it's the Anderson Valley, right?
This is the Russian River.
Oh, this is the Russian River?
It's the other that's the Anderson. But the tannins are just like velvet. A cross between velvet and fine suede.
It's so smooth and so rich, and it's screaming Pinot Noir. You know what I mean? It's not briary or it's really rich and soft and very well balanced.
It beckons for another sip.
Yeah.
Yes, it does, and please do.
Yeah,
thank you.
Randy, talk about Pinot and how it's become such a major thing recently, and I'm in our wine country.
Well, I think first of all, we're on the west side of Sonoma County. It's the cool side, of course, so you've got all the great Chardonnays and Pinots, and Russian River is famous, but just as Pinot is a variety, you know, when people come into the and start drinking wines, they might start with, you know, Pinot Gris, Sauvignon Blanc, or Rosé, Sauvignon Blanc, and then move into Chardonnay, and then they go from Chardonnay maybe to on the red side, they'll try some Merlots and then Cabs, and then the holy grail, though, for everyone seems to be Pinot Noir.
Yeah, that's what we...
And that's the amazing thing. And we are collectively in this county, plus other places up and down the coast, this is the land of Pinot Noir. And Pinot Noirs that are well done, like this one, you know, where they showcase the fruit, they've got great color, and they're pleasant to drink. But sometimes, you know, Pinot Noirs it's a grape that has a thinner skin, and it's a very sensitive grape. It's sometimes you want to like kind of push it to the right, but it'll go to the left. You want
We've
it to
heard
go left.
That, yeah.
Yeah, it's very tricky. It's not like a hardcore cab where you can just kind of beat it up and, you know, do what you want with it, have your way with it. But you have to respect Pinot, definitely.
And this one, you know, this one is kind of run in the middle of the pack here. It's rich in a feminine sort of way. Mm-hmm. It's brawny in a feminine sort of way. It's it's got the ripe characters and the perfect balance, man. Where's my lamb chop? I'm ready.
Yeah, exactly. Or a little duck or something like that.
Mike, will you bring some lamb chops in for us? Wine master, Randy Ullum, any other thoughts about... all the great wines that come out of Jackson Family Wines?
Well, I think, you know, we've tried a handful of them this afternoon, and it's all about family. It's all about quality. It's all about the sense of place. It's all about the source. And we have this beautiful wine center and wonderful gardens that people can come and visit and taste all of these wines and then some. It's just this is a way of life, and we're just happy to...
Table.
Be a part of it. Yeah. The other neat thing that's going on this time of the year is we have the farm-to-table dinner series out at the Wine Center. And that's once a month on a Saturday. I don't remember which Saturday of the month it is, but it's every month. And you can come out there, and we set the tables up right in the middle of the garden.
Right.
Just just before dusk and during dusk and then into the evening. And Justin Wangler, our head chef, and Tucker Taylor.
He's the best.
He is the best. And Tucker Taylor, the guy who's in charge of all the gardens.
Yeah.
Everything that you're going to eat pretty much comes from that garden right there.
Right.
So you get a little tour and a taste, and then you're in the middle of it. It's an organoleptic delight.
Oh, I like that.
Making up words again. I love you, man.
They're playing at Hot Monk Saturday.
You know, Jess once told me that if you taste wines, you'll have a customer, but if you educate your customers, you'll have a customer for life.
Exactly, and that's what's really cool about this, the Wine Center. You can take a wine out into the garden. We have the Affinity Gardens area, so if you don't really know much about, say, Pinot Noir, there's the Affinity area, and there will be different bushes and trees and fruits that you can eat that have the flavors and the aromas that you would expect to find in, say, a Pinot Noir. And some of the times you can eat the leaf, and that has a different flavor. Tucker has out there is beyond belief.
I know. He's amazing.
Very cool.
Randy Ullum, wine master at Jackson Family Wines, and our good friend CEO of Jackson Family Wines, Rick Tigner. Tom Simino, always my friend.
I'll be back in 2 weeks with Mary Edwards.
Give her my best.
I will.
Oh, we love her. Oh, very cool. All right. That's it for us. Have a great night.